The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
That is no good. And the rebound taken out by the younger sister, Anna Squires. Gives it to Prasoski now, top of the key. Backdoor cut to Maddie Squires. Double team, puts up a little runner and found that open space in between the double team. Split the difference there.
Today, it's the C15 District Final from Hastings as the Kearney Catholic Stars battle the Central City Bison. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Knocked away by Squires. And now the skip pass on the left wing here for Colling. Colling, on the dribble, gives it out for Prasoski. She'll step back, fire a three, and hit the second three-pointer of the night.
Kearney Catholic has the state tournament berth locked up, sitting in second in the wildcard standings. Central City is looking to make history as no girls team has ever qualified for the state hoops tourney. It's the Bison and Stars coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lynn Farrell Arena in Hastings College with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Lynn Farrell Arena here on the campus of Hastings College as the Broncos are playing host here to the district championship game between the Kearney Catholic Stars and the Central City Bison. Central City has never made it to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln on the girls' side. The obstacle in their way is the number one team in the state in terms of wild card points at the moment, Kearney Catholic, who come in with a record of 23-2 on the season and rated in the top four, regardless of what rating system that you look at. Stars, as we mentioned, only two losses on the year, both of those coming outside of Class C1 as they lost at St. Cecilia by a shot that, had it gone in at the buzzer, would have won it for Kearney Catholic. They lost by two, and then they had a bad night when they played Guardian Angels Central Catholic and got beaten by them back in late January. But since then, the Stars have been perfect, and Central City has been pretty solid, too. They've only lost two games all year in Class C1. Their other four losses have come to Class B teams. So they played a pretty tough schedule within the conference that they're in, playing teams like York and Aurora and the like. But their two of their three losses have come against common opponents that Kearney Catholic has played. One of their losses that Central City faced was against St. Paul in St. Paul, and the Stars beat St. Paul 68-26, and Central City lost at St. Paul 29-25 in the game that obviously was slowed down considerably there. Central City has split their two meetings with Ord, losing by a dozen and then winning by 10. Meanwhile, Kearney Catholic has swept the series with Ord 66-33 and 73-39. But when you take a look at statistics, team rebounding, shooting percentage, number of assists, everything else statistically looks very even for these two teams. So this one, on paper, you might think that might be pretty easy, but if you look underneath the surface a little bit, statistically, Central City and Kearney Catholic are a pretty even matchup, although the Stars obviously thought of a little bit more highly across the state as they are rated much higher than what Central City is. The Stars are guaranteed a spot in the state basketball tournament as they come in 23-2. They're number one overall in terms of wildcard points at the moment, tied with Lincoln Christian. But in talking with Rick Petrie before the game, he said, irregardless of what happens here, more than likely, unless Lincoln Christian gets upset, and it would be a huge upset if they lost in the district final, but unless they lose, it would appear that Kearney Catholic will be the number two seed when the state basketball tournament starts on Thursday. And, of course, we'll have all those games for you on our network of stations. So Kearney Catholic and Central City Bison getting all set and ready to go here. The officials are already done the introductions. The Bison will be in their home white uniforms. They'll be the home team. Kearney Catholic will be in their road greens. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. As we mentioned, we're here at Lynn Farrell Arena, and actually a fairly sparse crowd from the Kearney Catholic perspective. But the Central City folks, we've mentioned it before, they have not sent a girls basketball team to the state tournament in their school's history. And it's been something like 20, 25 years since the boys have gone down to state as well. So the community of Central City very much behind their Bison here as they'll be taking on the Stars. And this is their only path to make it to the state tournament. They have absolutely no chance of getting a wild card as they come in right now, number 12 in the state in terms of wild card points. So you'll have a very motivated Bison team taking on the Kearney Catholic Stars right here on ESPN Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Bison and the Stars right after this timeout.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Time now to give you the starting lineup here in the district championship game between Kearney Catholic and Central City. We'll begin with the Stars. As we mentioned, they will be the visiting team here. And our starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Their starters are Allie Prasowski, a 5'6 senior that averages 7.8 points per ball game. Whitney Culling is a 5'6 senior. She averages 6 points and a couple rebounds a contest. Kylie Teal, 5'9 sophomore leading scorer. She averages 10.3 points and 3 rebounds a game. And then the Squires sisters. Maddie Squires is 5'9 and a junior. She averages 8.4 points and 5 rebounds. Anna Squires is a 5'10 sophomore who averages 7.8 points and 5.5 rebounds a contest. Now for the Central City Bison, their starters are Abby Marish. She is 5'6 and a senior. She averages 9.25 points per ball game. Valerie Fusick is 5'7 and a senior. She averages 12.8 points a ball game. Shelby Snitzler is a 5'6 senior, and Snitzler averages 4.3 points a game. Amber Erickson is a 5'10 junior. She averages 4 points a contest. And Jill Gotchi is a 6 foot tall senior center, and she averages 9 points and 5.5 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. The tip between the Stars and the Bison here from Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College right after this.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a Newtek seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark at Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Jumping here with Gatchy. Gatchy's tip is going to be tracked down by Kearney Catholic. Teal has it, gives it in the offensive end, so it is the Stars basketball. As Teal now will kick it off for the right side for Colling. Over for Maddie Squires. Maddie Squires is going to drive the lane. She's going to kick it back out to her sister. Driving is Anna, who takes it off glass and scores. Anna Squires, first bucket of the ball game, and the Stars have that early 2-0 lead, and it gives them a chance to put the press on. Fusick is able to get the ball back out here for Marish. Marish, long pass, and caught in the offensive end by Erickson, who gives it off on the right side. Quick jumper by Central City is no good, and rebounded by Squires, and then Squires with an outlet pass that's going to turn into a turnover. Thrown a little bit too far up ahead, and Marish is able to pick it up. She's got the dribble, and will lob it on the high post here for Gatchy. Gatchy's going to give it off for Fusick. Fusick off of a screen, drives, has it blocked out of bounds by Anna Squires. And so Central City will inbound the basketball after the defensive stop so far here by Squires. Around the perimeter, Gatchy, and she'll give it off on a screen over there for Fusick. Fusick with a three-pointer that ends up being an air ball, and Prasoski comes out with it. So Prasoski in the offensive end here for Kearney Catholic. She's going to pull up a three in transition. It's a little bit strong and missed, and rebounded by Central City. Bison on the run. Fusick will dribble it up to the left wing, working against Maddie Squires. Still has her dribble, and now she'll kick it off here on the right side here for Schnitzler. Off a screen, top of the circle is Marish. Marish has the ball knocked loose, and we're going to have a foul here as Kearney Catholic forced the turnover. Whitney Colling knocked the ball loose. Stars came away with it, and then Central City, trying to get it back, commits the foul. And that will be on Marish. That will be her first foul of the game. 2-0 Stars here, 6.5 to go in quarter number one. And on the dribble, Whitney Colling. She'll give it on the high post here for Anna Squires. She'll drive, dump it into her sister underneath, who catches, shoots off glass. It's rolling around, nearly stuck, and then rebounded by Agachi. So she'll pull down the rebound, and that one rolled around and nearly got stuck when it came out between the glass and the iron. We're going to have a little reaching foul here called on Whitney Colling. That'll be her first, team's first. So Bison will inbound on the baseline. Very defensive-minded, and they left the big kill, Gatchy, open in underneath, and Gatchy snuck through the back door, and the six-foot-tall center is able to take it off the glass and rattles in the first bucket here for the Bison. Colling kicks it up ahead here for Squires. Entry pass now in for Anna Squires. She's going to drive off glass. No good. Rebound being fought for. Coming up with it is Maddie Squires. And now left side, they're going to get it off here for Teal. Teal's three is no good. And Squires can't reel down the rebound as it goes out of bounds. So the Bison will have the basketball and will face that full court pressure. Schnitzler is able to get it up ahead here for Fusick. Fusick drives all the way in, not shut off, gives it off right side, and Gatchy. Gatchy with the jumper, no good, and an offensive rebound up and in. Valerie Fusick is able to give Central City their first lead of the ball game. Entry pass down low, kicked out here, three-pointer going to be up and good here for Squires, and Maddie Squires will drain in the three-pointer. Pass up ahead in the offensive end here is going to be Erickson, and Erickson on the dribble had the ball go off the foot of Maddie Squires and out of bounds. Bison make a couple of substitutions here. Sydney Williams is going to check in with Jasmine Wilson. And at the end of the scorer's table near midcourt, Bison inbounded here for Fusick. Fusick double-teamed, calling, harassing the basketball. And she'll get it off here for Marish. Back out right side for Fusick. Fusick thought about the three, but Colling's there to defend her. So kick it back out here for Marish. Marish now going to be picked up by Prasoski. They get it to Gatchy. Gatchy gives it left side. Three-pointer for Williams is off the mark and rebounded there by the Stars. It's Anna Squires who snags down the rebound. And Prasoski now will drive to the free throw line, dump it in underneath, and the pass is going to be knocked loose and then saved by the Bison. Great defensive play there by Marish to force the turnover here by Kearney Catholic. On the run here is going to be Williams. Williams gives it off right side. Jumper good for Fusick. She drains a three. So she hits the three-pointer, her first 3 points of the ball game, and Central City has a lead once again at 7-5. Kicked right side here for Prasoski. Prasoski gives it top of the circle for Calling. Throws it off for Anna Squires. Back to Prasoski. She's open for three. That looks off the mark, and it is. And the rebound is going to go off the iron, but off the hands of Gatchy and out of bounds. Stars make a virtual line change here, as it's going to be Long, Messbarger, Strite, and Teal checking into the game here for Kearney Catholic. Staying out there is going to be Anna Squires from the starters. And they inbound it to her. She'll drive the lane. She'll float, and she'll score. She caught it from the free throw line, drove in, a little floater over the top of everybody, and now we're tied at 7. Again, Stars with that full court pressure here. Fusik will kick it back out for Marish. Marish up ahead here, left side for Williams. Now it's in the hands of Williams across the timeline, giving it off here for Marish. Right wing with it, Fusik. Fusik throws it on the baseline. A little penetration here by Moser, kicking it out. Fusik, another three-pointer. That one's a little bit too strong, and rebounded by Long. So Long pulls down the bound, and here come the Stars on the run. Squires loses the ball, but gets it back, gives it off for Strite. Great hustle here by Central City. Pass out to Teal in the corner, and she'll give it out to Messbarger between the circles. Right side for Strite, well behind the three-point arc, gives it to Messbarger. In the lane here for Squires. She'll drive, she'll weave, it'll roll, and it falls. And Squires, nice shooter's touch there. She hits the whole rim. She's got 6 in the game, and the Stars now have a 9-7 lead. Ball handed off here to Williams in the offensive end, and she'll get it back out here for Marish, who's working against Teal. Marish, a little jump stop, floater off glass, too strong. Strite fighting for the rebound, can't come up with it. It's off the bice and then out of bounds. Fighting to get the ball back was Marish. She couldn't quite come up with it. Snitzler's now going to check back into the ball game. And now Kearney Catholic will bring the ball up. Strite on that left side. 2:40 to go here. Quarter number one. Between the circles with the basketball is Messbarger. Little penetration gets into the lane here for Squires. Squires runs into a defender who falls down, but they're going to call the foul on the Bison. And that'll be a block called here on Abby Marish. That'll be her second. So she has 2. And to the free throw line is going to come Anna Squires. Squires is one of the best free throw shooters for Kearney Catholic. She averages 72% on the team. The only free throw shooter on the team better than her is her older sister. And the first free throw is good. So Kearney Catholic now has a 3-point lead at 10-7. This is their largest lead, and it's just increased because the second free throw is good for Anna Squires. So Fusik gives it to Snitzler. Back to Fusik down that right sideline. Kearney Catholic trying to trap. Can't get it done. And Snitzler bringing it across the timeline. Throws it right side here for Moser. Moser took an extra step on the baseline, and Central City's turned it over. Back to battle here is going to be Joe Gatchy, a 6-foot-tall senior center. And she's got 4 points in the game here so far for the Bison. Coverage of the state basketball playoffs, including the districts, brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings. Driving is Messbarger, going to kick it off left side for Teal. Holding on to the basketball here is going to be Morgan. Throws it down low for Long. Long's jumper's no good as she hit the bottom of the iron, and Central City rebounds it. It's Fusik who comes up with a rebound, dribbles into a little trouble in the offensive end, was able to get it to Williams. Now right side Snitzler. She's going to fire a 3. That's no good. And a rebound in underneath. Shot won't fall here on the putback for Gatchy. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. We got a whistle here on Kearney Catholic. They haven't given the indication yet, but this has got to be on Squires. And yes, it is. Anna Squires has picked up her first foul. So two free throws coming up here for Gatchy, and her first one is up and good. And on the season, she is about a 65% free throw shooter, and she makes both of them here. 11-9, Stars with the 2-point lead and the basketball. Minute 45 to go, pass deflected, and the Bison come up with the steal. They're on the run. Coming up with it here is Williams. Williams kicks it out right side. Three-pointer is an air ball, but off the hands of Strite and out of bounds. So Maddie Squire is going to check in here for Kearney Catholic, and Fusik will inbound on the baseline. Strite really just kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time. Otherwise, that'd been Kearney Catholic ball after the air ball. It's inbounded here for Williams. Williams being double-teamed. The ball's going to go in the backcourt. Stars come up with it. They roll it out of here to Messbarger. Messbarger doesn't have numbers, but she will shoot a three. It's bouncing around, hits the top of the iron, and then goes out of bounds. And it's last touch by Kearney Catholic. Ball was rolling around, and by the time Kearney Catholic finally came up with it, the best course of action was Messbarger to shoot the three, and Kearney Catholic comes up with the steal. Pass up ahead here for Strite, and it's going to be missed here by Kearney Catholic and rebounded by Snitzler. So Snitzler will bring it in the offensive end. They work it down low. Shot's going to be blocked by Long as they got it inside here for Gatchy, and it's picked up by Strite. So Strite has it in the offensive end after the miss. And they'll get it off to Squires. Squires in the lane, going to be blocked, and that'll be a foul here on the Bison. 52 seconds to go here in quarter number one. And Shelby Snitzler is going to be called for her first foul of the game. So that's now three on the Bison. Two have been whistled against the Stars here so far. As Strite will inbound on the baseline. They set the screen, get it to Maddie Squires, who stops at the free throw line, kicks out for Strite, back to Strite, left side. She's open for the three, a little bit long there on the shot, and it's going to be rebounded by Central City. Wilson pulled down the rebound, gets it up on that right side, and Williams, down the sideline, is getting in the offensive end, and now we'll hand it off here for Fusick. 30 seconds to go. Fusick throws it right side here for Williams. Williams will fire a three. Back of the iron, no good. And an offensive rebound again. That one won't fall here for Central City. Maddie Squires comes up with it. And in the offensive end comes Messbarger, who kicks it out for Squires. Squires will fire the three. Long rebound pulled down by Squires. Squires throws it down low for Long, and Long will get the bucket. So Caitlin Long with the bucket. 4 seconds left. Long pass up ahead. All alone here is going to be Erickson. Erickson's jumper is off the mark at the buzzer. And Kearney Catholic heads to the second quarter with a four-point lead. It's the Stars 13, the Bison 9. We'll be back for the second quarter right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We're at Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College. The C-15 district final. Kearney Catholic right now number one in the state in terms of wild card points. Tied with Lincoln Christian. Christian will have the tiebreaker over Kearney Catholic if both these two teams win. And so the Stars more than likely will be the number two seed. Who they play? Well, that has not even closely been determined yet. Central City has the basketball to bring it in the offensive end. They're going to throw it on the baseline here for Gatchy. Gatchy gives it off for Fusick. Fusick will drive, and Val Fusick is able to rattle it in. She now has five in the ball game. So the Stars go with their starters here, and it's entered into the lane here for Maddie Squires. Squires going to drive off glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound, comes up with it, takes it off glass, and will score. Well, she missed the first one, but Maddie Squires wasn't going to miss the second one after she got the offensive rebound, and the Stars now back up by four. Marish pass up in the offensive end for Fusick. She'll give it off right side for Snitzler. Snitzler has a couple of defenders fall down, so they work around the perimeter. Erickson gives it off left side. Contact, but Marish puts up a shot. It's going to be a little bit strong and rebounded by Teal. Teal brings in the offensive end, and now Teal will get it back on the left side. She'll fire a long three-pointer that's an air ball and out of bounds. So Teal missed the shot and then put up an air ball. Well, rebounded the shot and then puts up the air ball. In the offensive end here is going to be Marish. She's working against Colling, and she brings it up. Just a little one-man press here, and they're going to call a hand check as Whitney Colling was giving up ground, had her hands in the air. But they're going to say that there was a block there on Whitney Colling, and that'll be her second foul. And the Bison will inbound. Fusik to toss it in. She gets it in the corner for Gatchi, and around the perimeter we go. With it is Marish. Entry pass going to be knocked loose by Squires into the hands of Maddie Squires. So Anna helps force the turnover. Maddie's got the basketball, and they'll kick it up here to Prasoski. Bison right now going 1-3-1 zone. Pass tipped it on that left side and reeled in, and they knocked out of their hands. Bison forced the turnover as Marish was able to come up with the ball. Trying to steal it on the back door there was Whitney Colling, but she knocked it out of bounds, and so it will be Bison basketball. Central City plays some pretty good defense, and Marish will bring in the offensive end, and she'll give it off here left side for Fusik. Fusik working against Squires. A little pick and roll. They get it out for Gatchi. Gatchi left-handed layup, no good, and rebounded by Kearney Catholic. It's Teal who pulls down the rebound, and she'll get it up ahead here for Colling. Colling had the ball knocked out of her hands and then off of her legs. Nice play there by Abby Marish to force the Kearney Catholic turnover. So far here, turnover has been fairly even. 5 for Central City, 3 against Kearney Catholic. And with the dribble is number 3, Marish down the lane, trying to throw it down low for Gatchi, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Stars. And Messbarger going to check in here for Kearney Catholic with 5:55 to go here in the second quarter. It's 15-11, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Bison inbounding the basketball. Fusik to trigger it in. Gives it around to Gatchi. Back out here for Marish. Marish going to step in the lane. Leans up. Finds a little seam and banks it off the glass. Not even a jump shot. Not even a jump shot. But there wasn't anybody right in front of her, and she just kind of leaned in and flipped it underhand underneath the defender's arms, banked it in off the glass. Pretty good shot in horse. Driving here is going to be Maddie Squires, little ball fake, looking to kick it out, gives it out to Messbarger. Messbarger on the baseline, kicks it out for Teal. Teal off of the screen, gets it down low for Squires. Squires loses the ball on the way up, and it's going to be a Kearney Catholic turnover. And in the offensive end here is going to be Snitzler. Snitzler trapped on that right side, gives it for Marish. Messbarger is going to harass her, and they'll give it between the circles here for Snitzler. Snitzler giving off on that right side for Fusik. Lusick has the ball knocked loose. Teal comes down with it, hands it off to Squires. Squires is going to lead the break after the Central City turnover, get it off to his sister, Anna. Anna's going to take it off glass. No good. And rebounded by Central City. Great opportunity there for Kearney Catholic after the Central City turnover, but they can't cash in. Snitzler now the offensive end. Gives it off for Marish. 4:45 to go. Quarter number 2. Bucket lead here for Kearney Catholic, and Central City turns it over again. No numbers here for Maddie Squires, and she'll get it off here for Prasoski. Prasoski throws in the corner for Messbarger. Messbarger, top of the circle for Prasoski. Prasoski steps into the seam of that zone, gives it off for Messbarger. Messbarger drives on the baseline, trying to throw it down low, and it's going to be intercepted by Amber Erickson. So Kearney Catholic turns it over again. Good hands there by Erickson, and across the timeline is going to be Val Fusik. Fusik working against the double team, and the ball is going to be knocked loose, and they're going to call a little touch foul here on Maddie Squires. That'll be her first. Long and Ashlyn Schmaderer are going to check in here for Kearney Catholic with 4:12 to go in the second quarter. It's 15-13, Stars with the lead. Central City Bison with the basketball. Central City 19-6 on the season. Marish gets it in the lane, in trouble, gets it on that left side for Wilson. And Wilson, I thought she walked before she got the shot off, but they're going to call a foul here on the body of Kylie Teal. And for Teal, that'll be her first foul. So Jasmine Wilson to the line to shoot a couple, and the free throw is up and good. We've got a one-point ball game with 4:03 to go in quarter number 2. 14-15, Stars up by a point. And number 15, trying to get point number 15, can't, as the free throw is no good and rebounded by Teal. Nice defensive rebound there by Kylie Teal. Teal's got the ball back after it's in the offensive end. Gives it to Schmaderer on that right side. Kicked over for Messbarger. Messbarger bounce pass to Schmaderer. Schmaderer dribbles to that right side, and it's an errant pass, and Kearney Catholic, I thought, turned it over, and they're going to say it was not touched by Central City. And so it will be a Kearney Catholic turnover. It rolled through a couple of Bison there, and they're going to say they did not make an attempt to touch it. So Manny Moser adding the offensive end, has the ball stolen away. Kearney Catholic comes up with it, and driving, the Stars lose control of the ball. So here come the Bison on the run. Little ball fake, jumper left, no good for Fusick, and the rebound being dribbled out on the ground is going to be Squires, who tries to roll it out to Long. It's going to be tracked down in the corner. Schmader will pressure it, and Central City comes up with a basketball. Moser is able to come up with the basketball, and now with it is Jasmine Wilson. She'll kick it off right side, a little penetration for Fusick. Drive off glass, no good. We got a whistle and a foul on the Stars. And that is going to be the second foul on Anna Squires here in the ballgame. And getting knocked down and pulling herself up and looking a little woozy, actually, is going to be Kylie Teal. And at the free throw line, shooting two is going to be Val Fusick. And the free throw is going to be a little bit short. Coverage of the district and state playoffs here on ESPN Radio, brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, our presenting sponsor, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Second free throw is good, and we are now tied at 15, and Central City will bring in Catherine Gotchi into the ballgame. She's 6 foot tall like her older sister, just a sophomore. Ness Barker in the offensive end. We'll give it off here on the right wing for Morgan Teal. Gives it out for Schmaderer on that left side. Schmaderer gives it between the circles for Morgan. Morgan back out to Schmaderer on that left side. Long wants it at the elbow. Schmaderer is going to drive down to the baseline, lose the basketball, and Kearney Catholics turned it over again. Schnitzler checking in here. For Central City. Turnovers, 8 apiece for both Kearney Catholic and Central City. Stars trying to pressure the basketball, and Sydney Williams steps on the sideline. Schmaderer with good pressure on the ball. She was paying attention to Schmaderer and not the line, and Williams steps on that sideline over there and will turn it over. Valerie Fusick going to check back into the game. And Dan Negus, head coach of Central City, is substituting freely. Just about every whistle, they're making at least one set of fresh legs out there. Schmaderer gives it to Streit in the lane. Extra pass down low, and Long's going to score. Give Streit the assist, and Caitlin Long has the bucket. And that will be her fourth point of the game. Long pass up ahead. They get it to Wilson. Wilson enters it in, and Central City's turned it over. Stepping in there is Morgan Teal. Teal gives it off right side for Messbarger. In the corner for Schmaderer. Down low in the lane for Long. Long, that little bunny hook, can't get the shot to fall. And the rebound pulled down by Wilson. So Wilson pulls down the defensive rebound, and they break the press, getting it in the offensive end. Fusick trapped in that corner, knocked loose by Strike, can't come up with it as she screened her away from the ball, did Fusick. And so Kearney Catholic can't force the turnover. Ball stays with the Bison with 2 minutes to go here in the first half. 17-15, Stars with a two-point lead, and Central City with the basketball here. It's Williams in the offensive end, and she'll give it off right wing for Schnitzler. Ball knocked loose. Kearney Catholic trying to track it down. Messbarger finally does, so Central City turns it over. Long pass up ahead for Teal, and Teal's going to lay it up in the end. They outletted it to Squires, and Maddie Squires playing quarterback here with a strong throw to Teal for the bucket. And now the long pass tracked down by the Bison, nearly turned over. Fusick on the run, a little bit of a strong jumper there, too strong. And on the rebound, it's going to be tied up. Catherine Gatchi had it, tied it up with Long, and Kearney Catholic will come up with the basketball as the possession arrow is pointing their direction. And we got a timeout, our first timeout of the ball game. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Minute 25 to go here in the first half. It's the Stars 19 and the Central City Bison 15. In the C15 District Final, we're back to Lynn Farrell Arena right after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We're here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Stars have the lead here, 19-15, but nothing has been easy. Driving here is going to be Messbarger. Messbarger, quick jumper on that left side. No good. And rebound taken out by Central City. Snagging the bound there is Erickson. Erickson will get the ball up ahead here for Fusik. Fusik working against Strite, picks up her dribble, gives it here left side for Wilson. Wilson in the lane will get it out for Gatchi. Gatchi gives it off right side for Moser. Moser now is going to kick it out here for Fusik. Fusik working against Messbarger, picks up her dribble, and 5 second count going on, but she's able to get it to Erickson. Erickson in the lane, and we're going to have a kick called here on Kearney Catholic. That entry pass is going to be tapped ever so slightly there by Maddie Squires, and the Bison now will inbound on the baseline. Fusik to trigger it in, and she'll get it kicked out here for Moser. Moser working against Strite. And that pass is off the hands, but tracking it down is going to be Jasmine Wilson. Wilson throws it down low here for Erickson. Erickson loses the basketball. Coming up with it is Messbarger, who passes up ahead to Strite. Strite with the layup has it blocked out of bounds. And the basketball belongs to the Stars, but great hustle play for Jasmine Wilson to come up with a block. And you can hear the Central City folks right behind me very appreciative of the hustle to come up with that. So Kearney Catholic will inbound it. They get it top of the circle here for Squires. She's going to fire a three. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by Long. Back out for Teal. She'll fire a three. Morgan Teal can't get that one to fire. And the rebound again to Long. Long gives it now to Messbarger. Messbarger drives, gives it to Strite. And the pass out for Squires. It's going to be intercepted here by Wilson. Wilson puts up the shot. It's well off the mark. Long rebound by Teal, who gets it up to Messbarger. Messbarger throws it down low for Squires. Squires working against the defense and is going to be fouled. And Maddie Moser going to be called for her first foul of the ball game. And to the line to shoot a couple is the best free throw shooter on the Stars roster, Maddie Squires. 4.5 to go here. And the free throw back of the iron and no good for Squires. Checking in for Kearney Catholic is going to be Ashlyn Schmaderer. 4.5 to go, 4-point lead for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw, back the iron, no good for Squires. Rebounded by Wilson. Pass on that right side, and they don't get the shot off in time. They get a little runner out there, but Central City does not get the shot off before the horn. So we'll head to the locker rooms. Kearney Catholic with a 19-15 lead over Central City. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have a Ravenna Sanitation halftime report here from Lynn Farrell Arena. We come back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Lynn Farrell Arena. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Kearney Catholic has the halftime lead over Central City by a score of 19-15. And it's been a pretty defensive struggle. Both teams have actually shot the ball relatively poorly, even when they've had some good opportunities. And let's get you updated on a few other scores that we have for you on our network of stations. It's a halftime where Blue Hill right now is leading Axtell 21-14, and that game is in Class D1. And on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Elsewhere, Hastings High is trailing Holdridge 11-10 after one quarter. And that game is on our sister station over in Hastings. It's on 1550 KICS Radio, our other ESPN station there. And here, as we mentioned, Kearney Catholic does have the lead by a score of 19-15 at intermission. So the Stars right now not shooting the ball exceptionally well, still tolling up some numbers, but Kearney Catholic, I have them being 8 of 26 from the field, and Central City's shooting percentage is about the same. I have them being 5 of 18, 14 rebounds here for Kearney Catholic in the first half, and compare that to 2, 4, 6, be 13 here for Central City in the first half. We're still tolling up some numbers here, but Kearney Catholic does have the lead on the board, 19-15, and they've also forced some Central City turnovers late. In fact, four straight turnovers after Kearney Catholic and Central City were tied at 8 turnovers apiece. Central City now with 12, the Stars with 8 here in the first half. And Central City right now having trouble getting kind of a real offensive flow because Kearney Catholic's been able to harass that enough, but the Stars have not been able to distance themselves on the offensive end, as they've had some pretty good scoring opportunities, have not been able to get those to go. And the Stars right now are 1 of 11 from three-point range here in the ball game, but they still lead it 19-15. We're still tolling up some numbers. We'll put the final mathematics together and give you the individual numbers for both the Stars and the Bison as we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report at Lynn Farrell Arena at Hastings College. Kearney Catholic right now leading Central City in the C-15 District Final 19-15 here at intermission. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Central City. They're being led so far by Val Fusick, who has 6 points and a couple of rebounds. Jill Gotchi has 6 points and 3 rebounds. Abby Marish with 2 points. And Jasmine Wilson with 1 point in the ball game. She also has a couple of rebounds. Unofficially, Central City is 5 of 18 shooting here in the ball game, and that would make that about 28%. They shoot around 40% on the season, so they're shooting about 28%. They're 1 of 7 from three-point range, so they're shooting about 14%. And from the free-throw line, they're 4 out of 6 here in the first half, as Kearney Catholic does have the lead, 19-15. For the Stars, Again, the offensive output hasn't been outstanding here by any stretch of the imagination, but Anna Squires has been able to lead the way. She's got 8 points and a rebound here in the first half. Her older sister, Maddie, has 5 points and five rebounds. Caitlin Long with 4 points and four rebounds. Morgan Teal with 2 points in the ball game. And that's it. We're kind of used to Kearney Catholic having maybe eight or nine girls scoring in a half. Well, it's half that number here. Anna Squires with 8, Maddie Squires with 5, Caitlin Long with 4, and Morgan Teal with 2. Kearney Catholic unofficially from the field in the first half, 8 of 26, so they're shooting right at 31%, and they are 1 of 11 from 3-point range, and 7 of 15 from 2-point range, and they've missed a fair number of layup opportunities in transition. Now, again, Central City has been able to contest those layups, but Kearney Catholic has missed some opportunities to distance themselves, and they've not been able to have a lead much greater than the 4 points that they have right now. They lead it 19-15 at intermission. Some other scores that we kind of mentioned for you earlier, it's Axtell right now trailing at halftime to Blue Hill by 7, and St. Cecilia right now leads Centura 32-24. That game is at halftime as well on our network of stations. So once again, Kearney Catholic with a 19-15 lead here at Lynn Farrell Arena. And you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business and residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570. At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And as these two teams really have had trouble just grabbing the handle of the basketball, so many times Kearney Catholic's on the verge of creating a turnover, having a fast break opportunity, can't quite secure the ball and then outlet it. If they can start to do that, just start their fast break a little bit earlier, I think they'll have the opportunity to do the things they want to do against Central City. I think their defense can cause the Bison some problems, and if Kearney Catholic can start doing that and begin their fast break, that would be their seeds to success. Brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about your seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Again, X's and O's, I think it's working here for Kearney Catholic. It's just a matter of capitalizing, getting going with that fast break. As when they get the ball knocked loose, they want to run, but they can't ever seem to really get that outlet secured. And then up court very quickly when they have, they've been able to do some damage. Central City, though, they're feeling their oats. They're hanging with one of the top teams in the state, a school with a lot of tradition. And remember, Central City has never gone to the girls' state basketball tournament. This is a big deal for them. And Kearney Catholic, even with a loss, they're still looking at probably being the number 2 seed when the tournament begins this Thursday. It will be Central City basketball to start the third quarter, 19-15. Stars with the lead, Bison with the basketball. Marish gives it off your left side for Fusick. Fusick will get the ball out for Erickson. And Erickson will give the ball back out here for Fusick. A little bit different lineup here for Kearney Catholic to start the second half, and we'll discuss that here in a little bit. And the Stars do force the turnover. As with it is Anna Squires. She'll kick the ball up here for Whitney Calling. Back out to Squires. Squires with the dribble, loses it, kicks it here left side for Calling. Calling gives it off for Jordan Strite, who starts the second half. Strite nearly carried it and will get it off here right side for Anna Squires. You can hear the Central City fans wanting that call. Here's Calling on the left wing, and she's working, trying to get the ball inside for Messbarger, and a nice defensive play by the Bison to tie it up. Abby Marish with a nice defensive play there. And it will stay here with the Stars. As Colling will inbound it, gives it to Squires. Squires is going to drive, get it to Long. Long, an air ball from about 8 feet away. And the ball is rebounded by the Bison. And then a foul on Colling. So for Whitney Colling, that'll be her third foul of the ball game. And again, Kearney Catholic had an open look on the baseline from about 8 feet away and just missed it. Nesbarger forces the turnover. Long outlet pass to Colling. Colling with that left-handed layup. It's up and in. Well, exactly what we were talking about. Force the turnover, and then what you do is you've got to cash in. And the Stars were able to do it there. Snitzler facing some pressure, and now there's going to be a foul called here on Nesbarger. And for Michelle Nesbarger, that will be her first foul of the game. Just kind of took a bad angle there and ran into Fusick. And so they call the foul on Nesbarger. Two fouls here in the early stages against Kearney Catholic. A little jump stop here for Marish. And Marish pass is going to be intercepted. Another Central City turnover. They don't have numbers to the Stars, but they're on the run anyway. Colling's going to drive off glass, no good. And rebound by Erickson. Erickson pulls down the bound. And that was kind of a wild shot there for Kearney Catholic. Kicked up ahead here in transition. Marish is going to fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound is good, though, underneath here for Erickson. So Erickson does make the putback, and it's a four-point ball game once again. So on the dribble here is Kearney Catholic. Nice pass down low for Strite. Strite missed the shot, trying to get the rebound, and we've got a foul going to be called here on Snitzler. Snitzler with the foul. After a nice pass from Squires down low to Strite. And Kearney Catholic couldn't get the shot, but the first foul of the second half here has been whistled against Central City. And so Colling will inbound it for Nesbarger between the circles. Nesbarger throws it down low for Strite. Strite had a little trouble handling it, so has to dribble out with it. Gives it to Nesbarger. Nesbarger's going to drive off screen. Her jumper is going to be no good. Fighting for the rebound is Snitzler. Snitzler loses the ball. Now Nesbarger's able to track it down, so she gets the rebound. And we've got a timeout being taken here by Kearney Catholic. In the corner, Michelle Nesbarger pulled down the rebound, was trapped there. So the timeout by the Stars. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Kearney Catholic leads at 21-17, 5:43 to go in the third. Back after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
So Jordan Strike to inbound the basketball on the sideline in the corner there, and they'll get the ball out here for Anna Squires. Squires is going to drive, and now Squires will head to the free throw line as she was fouled by Gil Gotchi. That's just her first, second as a team here against Central City. And now Anna Squires will go to the line and shoot two. And falling down was Erickson, and Erickson hit her head, and she's not feeling very comfortable. She's going to come out of the ball game, and Sydney Williams is going to come in for her. I don't think this is going to be serious, but she did get bonked on the melon there. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. And the free throw for Squires is no good. So she misses the free throw. And she'll toe the line yet again. The second free throw also no good. And the rebound is going to go off Gotchi and out of bounds. Work there by Michelle Nesbarger to make sure Gotchi couldn't reel it in. So the Stars inbound on the baseline. Throwing it in is going to be Colling, and she'll lob it out for Nesbarger. Back to Colling. Colling thought about the three in the corner there, but she's looking inside here for Long. Long catches. Long pivots off glass. Rolls around, no good, and rebounded by Gotchi. So Gotchi pulls down the defensive rebound, and again, Kearney Catholic point blank can't come up with the bucket. And then the long pass here by Central City is going to be a turnover. And a little bit different line change, but a line change nonetheless here for Kearney Catholic, as some of the starters now will come off the bench in the second half and come into the game. Both Teals are out there, both Squires are out there, and Allie Prasoski. That's the lineup right now for the Stars, who lead at 21-17, 5:20 to go. With the left side is Morgan Teal. gives it off for Anna Squires, for Maddie Squires, rather. Maddie will give it off here for Morgan. Gives it to Allie Prasoski. Pass inside here for Squires. Squires had her shot blocked, and then rebound by Gotchi. Gotchi went over the back but didn't touch anybody, so that's not a foul as she got the rebound after the block. So now a three-pointer in transition here for the Bison. Well off the mark, and Kearney Catholic comes up with it. In the offensive end, after the rebound, is going to be Maddie Squires. Squires kicks it off left side for Teal. Morgan Teal, three-pointer, no good. And Gotchi pulls down the rebound. And now the Bison want to run. They kick it off here left side. Driving here is going to be Fusick. Fusick, little runner, no good. Rebound in underneath, and we're going to have a foul called on Kearney Catholic. It was rebounded by Fusick. And Fusick was trying to get the shot up and in, and from the ground, reaching up and committing the foul is Kearney Catholic. And that will be on, well, they say number 40, and there's not number 40 out there for Kearney Catholic. In fact, there's not one on the roster. Now they change it. It's on Anna Squires, and that's going to be her third. So Fusick at the line, makes the first of two, and it's now 21-18. Second free throw for Fusick, and she makes both of them. Central City now 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. Kearney Catholic is 2 of 6. It's a two-point ball game. Pass up ahead here for Morgan Teal. Long checks in the game. He'll give it off here right side for Kylie Teal, and Central City forces the Kearney Catholic turnover. Long pass up ahead here for Fusick. Fusick throws it down low, a little bit too high, and Central City unforced error as they try to get it out to Jasmine Wilson on the fast break. And Wilson would have to jump off of a trampoline to pull down that basketball. 4:09 to go, third quarter, 21-19. Kearney Catholic with the lead. And quickly, here comes Maddie Squires. She'll throw it in the corner. Teal's open. It's going to be up by Kylie. Three-pointer bounces around, no good. Morgan pulls down the rebound, and they'll get it in the lane here for Prasoski. Prasoski can't get that shot to fall. Rebounded by Long, and Long with the bucket up and in. So Caitlin Long is able to make the putback, and the Stars can pressure the ball a little bit as Fusick has it on that left side, gives it to Marsh. She's across the timeline, working against Squires. Entry pass in the lane. Driving here is Catherine Gotchi, and we're going to call a foul here on Kearney Catholic. I'm sure they're going to say that's before the shot. It will be on Long, and it is before the shot. So Long going to be called for her first foul of the ball game. 3:36 to go. We're in the third quarter, and the ball inbounded here by Madeline Moser. Dangerous pass, knocked around, bounces around. Coming up with it is the Bison. They'll give it off here right side for Williams. Stars and eyelash away. Two different players had a chance to come up with that steal. Moser has it, kicks it between the circles here, and then entered in, kicked out very quickly. Three-pointers and air ball here for Marish, and coming up with it is Kearney Catholic. Teal is on the run after the air ball three, and now right side with is Maddie Squires. Squires stops, leans, has the ball knocked loose. Coming up with the steal is going to be Wilson, and so the Stars turn it over. Wilson penetrates, kicks out here for Marsh. She'll step into a long three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound. Bucket falls for Katie Gotchi. So she makes the putback, and the Stars lead cut down to two once again, 23-21. In the corner, three-pointer for Teal, and she drains the three-pointer. Morgan Teal, her first three of the game, and she's got 5 in the contest. On the dribble here is going to be Marish. They turn it over, pass inside to Prasoski. Missed it, tried the tip, going to be fouled. So Prasoski missed a couple of two-point opportunities there, but did get the offensive rebound, and now she's hit on the arm and will put up the shot after the Central City turnover. She's going to be fouled here by Katie Gotchi. That'll be her first. And Prasoski, the UNK basketball recruit, puts up the free throw. It's up and in. And Allie Prasoski has her first point of the game. Prasoski on the season is a 67% free throw shooter. She averages 8 points a ball game. That's her first point. 27-21. Stars have the 6-point lead. And the second free throw is good for Prasoski. So Stars up by a touchdown now, 28-21. And the ball in the hands of Snitzler. Snitzler gives it back out here for Fusick. Back to Snitzler on that left sideline. They still haven't got across the timeline. Long pass up ahead. They get it to Wilson. Wilson doesn't have numbers. Kicks it out. Trailing here is going to be Fusick. She'll drive, float, and score. Val Fusick with a nice little drive. She's now got 10 in the ball game. She's the leading scorer here for either team. Around the perimeter, Prasoski has it on the right side. She'll step into the perimeter here, and we'll lob it back out for Kylie Teal. Teal working against a little pressure there by Moser, and that pass on the left side is going to be knocked out of bounds by hustling Jasmine Wilson. Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, presenting sponsors of district basketball here on ESPN Radio. Entry pass down low for Long. Long's going to take it off glass, and good. Nice pass from Morgan Teal to set up Long for that bucket as she was posting up strong. Stars pressuring the ball. Prasoski will pressure that backcourt, falling down, and we've got a timeout. Boy, the official that called the timeout didn't know that the ball was loose, and they're going to call a foul here on Kearney Catholic, and I think they're going to discuss which came first, and they're going to say the foul came first, and if there's a foul there, it did come before the timeout. So Morgan Teal is going to be called for the foul here, and the ball is going to be inbounded here for Snitzler. Snitzler double-teamed into the hands of the Stars, and a little kick here by Central City as Central City turns it over. Loose ball was picked up by Kylie Teal. They had a two-on-one, and on the bounce pass, it's kicked out of bounds by Fusick, and there'll be a kick. So Prasoski now will inbound it after Central City turns it over, and they'll lob the ball back out here for Morgan Teal. Teal well behind the three-point arc. Gives the ball out for Allie Prasoski. Back out to Teal. Teal looks in. Back out to Prasoski. Prasoski dribbles to the elbow. Back out left side. Open for three here is going to be Morgan Teal. And Morgan Teal will stroke it in. So Morgan Teal drains the three-pointer. And we've got a timeout now being taken by Central City. Stars with their largest lead of the ball game. They lead it by 10. 33-23. Minute six to go here in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Minute six to go in the third. Stars up by 10, 33-23, back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Minute six to go here in the third. Stars lead at 33-23 on our sister station. Classic hits 98.9. Blue Hill right now leads Axtell 37-23 as they're heading into the fourth quarter there. So looks like the Bobcats are on their way to the state basketball tournament. Elsewhere, the Tigers of Hastings lead Holdridge 26-21 at halftime. That game is on our sister station, KICS. In the dribble in the offensive end is Central City. Schnitzler brings it across, gives it off here for Fusick. Fusick is going to be shut off there by Morgan Teal. Nice double team there as they get it back out to Schnitzler. Schnitzler lost the ball, gets it back. Gets it. Penetration here by Fusick. Fusick has the ball knocked out of bounds by Long as they were trying to enter it inside here for Gil Gotchi. So the Bison looking to get the ball into their six-foot-tall center, but Long right there with her. Around the perimeter on the inbounds. Williams has it. Picked up by Prasoski. Gives it right wing here for Snitzler. Snitzler double-teamed. Pass and another timeout being taken here by Central City to maintain the possession. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 39 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Another timeout here by Central City caused by the Kearney Catholic defense. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back here to Lynn Farrell Arena. Stars lead at 33-23. We're back after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Bison inbound the basketball, working around the perimeter, lob it down low, a little bit too strong, and it's a turnover. So Kearney Catholic has it. They bring it in the offensive end very quickly before Central City can put on their press. And around the perimeter we go. Left side, the hot hand, Kylie Teal. Her three-pointer is no good. And the rebound, the last touch by Teal, and it goes out of bounds. Not a bad look there for Kylie Teal as she got in the corner. And I misspoke. It's her sister Morgan that's hit a couple of three-pointers here in the third quarter. Snitzler having trouble inbounding it. It's going to be intercepted by Stride into the hands of Prasoski. Prasoski takes off glass, misses the bunny. Prasoski trying to track down the rebound, does. Gives it back out here for Kylie Teal. Teal, 4 seconds left. Griddle took an extra step. So Kearney Catholic will turn it over. Had a couple of great opportunities down low. Couldn't get the shot to fall as they forced the Central City turnover. And ball inbounded here, 2 seconds. With it is going to be Williams. Williams at half court, can't get the shot off in time. So 3 quarters are in the books. And Kearney Catholic will head to the fourth, leading it 33-23. That's your score after 3 quarters of play. We'll be back to Lynn Farrell Arena right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here on the home of the Broncos at Hastings College, Lynn Farrell Arena. The Bison of Central City will have the basketball, and they got a little work to do here. They're down by 10, 33-23. Ball inbounded here for Abby Marish. Marish is going to lob it down right side for Snitzler on the baseline. She dribbles out with it, trying to look it back inside, gets it to the elbow here for Erickson. Erickson kicks it out for Marish. Marish entry pass down low. Shot's going to be blocked by Squires. Rebounded by Long. Tipped ball is going to then be picked up by Messbarger. She brings in the offensive end, kicks it on the baseline here for Calling, who kicks it off for Anna Squires. Anna rolls it back out for Jordan Strite. Calling has it. Every star has touched the ball on this possession so far. And around the perimeter we go, and they'll get the ball back out here right side for Whitney Calling. Calling drives to the baseline, and she's going to be blocked, and that'll be a foul here on Abby Marish. That'll be her third. So Long with the rebound on the other end, and the outlet pass was tipped around, and good hustle by Messbarger to keep this possession rolling here for Kearney Catholic. And Calling is going to inbound it for Messbarger. He's going to step into a three on the inbounds. It's going to be off the mark. Offensive rebound for Squires, and Anna Squires can't get the putback made as it's rebounded by the Bison. They bring in the offensive end, and the Stars knock the ball loose. Messbarger has it, throws it up ahead to Calling. Calling doesn't have numbers. Nice hesitation dribble, faked out the defender, takes it in with the left hand, and will score. She slowed down just enough to get the defender at a bad angle. Long inbounds pass here for Fusick. Fusick going to be hit by Long, and Fusick will go to the line and shoot a couple. Well, not waiting for that defense to show up for Kearney Catholic, a very long inbounds pass, and Fusick got it near midcourt as it was thrown in on the baseline. And Fusick now will shoot two as Long has been called for her second foul of the ball game, and the free throw is good here for Fusick. So Fusick, one more free throw coming up, and she hits both free throws. So it's now 35-25. 6:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Down the left sideline is going to be Whitney Calling in the offensive end, who will give the basketball out here for Morgan Teal. Back out to Calling. A little runner on the baseline. Floaters up and in. Whitney Calling hits the little runner. She's now got 6 in the ballgame. Marish Gives it off here left side for Snitzler. Snitzler drives, has it knocked loose by Messbarger, into the hands of Colling. Colling is going to be slowed down by Fusick. They get it to Squires in the lane. Left-handed shot there by Anna, no good. Rebounded by Long, and around the perimeter we go as they work the ball out. Kick out. Here's a three-pointer. Good. Morgan Teal drains the three-pointer, and she's given a little punch here to the Kearney Catholic offense. She now has 11 in the game. Ball's knocked loose. Trying to get to it is Teal. She does. Gets it up ahead here for Messbarger. Back to Messbarger on the fast break, and it's going to be a foul here on Central City. And Kearney Catholic now starting to capitalize after those turnovers. Ball was knocked loose. Tracking it down was Morgan Teal, who rolled it out to Messbarger. Messbarger then played a little catch with Strite. And Messbarger got the ball back and will shoot two free throws, but she misses the first of two here. Sydney Williams and Jasmine Wilson checking back in here for the Bison, who now trail it by 15. It is 40-25. Second free throw by Messbarger. That one is short as well, but rebounded by Squires. And Squires pulls down the offensive rebound. Entry pass inside for Long. Long has her shot blocked from behind, trying to get the ball, and she's able to tip it around, but Fusick comes down with the defensive rebound, and Gotchi comes up with the block. So the Stars, no points on that possession, but they take some time off the clock, and there's a foul going to be called on Messbarger, and they're going to say that that was a shot. And there'll be three free throws coming up here for Abby Marish. I wasn't sure if she was just penetrating and dumping it in underneath, but they're giving Marish the benefit of the doubt here, and she'll shoot three after Messbarger's been called for her second foul. And I think giving them the benefit of the doubt is probably the standard procedure there. First free throw is good, so it's now 40-26. Second free throw is good as well. And checking in for Kearney Catholic going to be Maddie Squires and Allie Prasoski. Calling along, checking out here for Kearney Catholic. Free throw rolls around and good. So all three shots, all three free throws are up and in here for Abby Marish, who now has five in the game. Long pass up ahead here for Messbarger. Gets it at the elbow for Squires. Back around the perimeter, they get it to Morgan Teal. Back out for Anna, who gives it to Messbarger. Anna Squires has it. Anna's going to drive. Dish. Messbarger's open on that left side, and she'll hit the bucket. Nice pass there by Anna Squires to set up Messbarger for an easy baseline jumper from about 6 feet away. Long pass goes through the hands of the Bison, so Central City turns it over, and Maddie Squires actually has the ball knocked. She loses control of it. I think it might have actually been touched by her sister as she was passing it, and her sister was coming from behind, and she didn't see that, so Kearney Catholic turns it over. And they have yet to throw the knockout punch, but the Stars lead it by 14 with 5 minutes to go. On the dribble is Marish. Marish will have the ball tied up, or is that going to be a foul? Prasoski tied it up, and it is going to be a tie-up, so Kearney Catholic will get the ball as the possession arrow is pointing their way. So Morgan Teal to toss it in, gives it to Messbarger. Messbarger looks at a 1-3-1 zone, gives it off here on the right side for Kylie Teal. Back around the perimeter. Morgan's got it. She's going to shoot a three. That's going to be no good. Rebound in underneath by Gotchi. And so here comes Central City. Dribbling here is Marish across the timeline. Pounds the rock really hard. Kicks it now left side. Jumper for Central City is going to be no good over there. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Prasoski. So Prasoski with the defensive rebound gets it up ahead, and the Stars will bring it across the timeline. Prasoski, top of the key, now from the free throw line, kicks it out. Now on the drive is going to be Kylie Teal. Teal in the lane is going to have an air ball there as she's trying to float it over the top of Gotchi, and it goes out of bounds. That's another example of a good 6-foot-tall center who keeps her hands up high, how she can impact things. As they had to lob it up high for the shot, and it ends up being an air ball even though it was in the lane. So Central City has it, works it around. Fusick's kicking left side for Marish. Marish, pass deflected, and now going to be intercepted by the Stars. With it is Morgan Teal, but then Teal, her outlet pass is going to be intercepted. So Central City gets the ball right back, and they're going to fire a three-pointer on that right side. No good. Rebounded by Anna Squires, and Squires slid to a stop, but she was pushed from behind. And so that'll be a foul here on Jasmine Wilson. And that'll be her second. 42-28, Stars with a 14-point lead and the basketball with 3:45 to go. Mess Parker gets it up ahead for Anna Squires. Anna's going to take it off glass. Shot no good. Rebounded by Wilson. Kearney Catholic, a good opportunity there as they got it in the lane for Squires, but a contested shot she missed. Ball deflected, but picking it up is Central City's Marish. She's got it across the timeline, working against Messbarger. She'll dump in the corner on that left side for Moser. Moser has the ball knocked away. Long outlet pass after the interception is going to set up Teal for a layup, and it's good for Kylie Teal. So Teal gets that outlet pass after the Central City turnover, and another Central City turnover picked up by Teal, and on the drive, a reaching foul on Central City will send Teal to the line. So now Kearney Catholic is beginning to take control of the game. They have caused Central City to have difficulty with their offense the whole game, and now they're starting to cash in on the offensive end. Timeout for Kearney Catholic. They'll head to the free throw line, leading at 44-28 with 3:07 to go here in the third. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them. We're back after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at Lynn Farrell Arena. Kearney Catholic has their largest lead of the ball game, 44-26, 3:07 to go here in the game. And Kylie Teal will go to the line and have a couple of free throws coming up. Stat-wise, Kearney Catholic out-rebounding Central City 27-24, and now 26 turnovers for Central City. And Kearney, at one point we were tied 8-8 in terms of turnovers. Stars have turned it over five times since then, 18 for Central City. So two shots coming up here for Teal, and Kylie Teal's first free throw was good. 45-28. Second free throw, 46-28. And Kearney Catholic, pressuring the ball. They miss the intended receiver, but Marish picks it up. Long pass up ahead to Moser. Moser brings it in the offensive end, giving it for Jasmine Wilson. They'll kick it off here on the right wing for Sydney Williams, and Williams has it stolen away with another steal. Is going to be Teal. Teal's going to drive off glass, no good, and Kylie Teal will head back to the free throw line. And that'll be on Mosick. That'll be her second. And Teal, two more free throws. This one's good. So now Kylie Teal with six in the ball game. Excuse me, five in the ball game. Long going to check in here for Kearney Catholic. So Strite. So it's Long, Strite, Whitney calling. At the free throw line is Kylie Teal and Anna Squires. Second free throw is up and good, so she makes both of them, does Kylie Teal. Now she has six in the game, and it is a 20-point lead for Kearney Catholic, 48-28. Dribbling here is going to be Jasmine Wilson. Wilson loses the basketball. Collin comes up with it, and great play there by Teal. Long outlet pass, and hustling on the backside, making the steal is going to be Jasmine Wilson. So both teams turn the ball over, and Central City has it now. Entry pass down low, and Central City turns it over again. Long comes up with it. She'll get the ball up here to Colling. Colling has it knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Well, the Bison aren't giving up here. They are still hustling all over the court. Morgan Teal in for the Stars. The Kearney Catholic, 2 minutes and 22 seconds away from another trip to the state basketball tournament. They lead it by 20. Ball inbound at top of the circle here for Anna Squires. Gives it right side for Jordan Strite. Inside for Squires. Anna Squires off glass, a little bit too strong. And the rebound is tipped out to Jordan. And Jordan Strite gets it back inside for Anna Squires. And Squires will get the bucket. So now Kearney Catholic forces the steal. And it's going to be laid up here by Teal. And then a foul on the rebound. As Kearney Catholic trying to get the ball back, Jordan Strite's going to be called for her first foul of the game. They're tracking down who the shooter is going to be, as that's now eight fouls on Kearney Catholic. And the foul is going to go against Whitney Calding. That is going to be her fourth. But not a major issue here with a 22-point lead with 2 minutes to go. Two free throws, front end of a one-and-one coming up here for Snitzler, and now Snitzler will earn the bonus. So she makes the first one. And the second one coming up here for Snitzler, who now has 1 point in the ball game, misses the second free throw, and it's rebounded by Squires. So Anna Squires with the rebound, and she'll get the ball up here on the left side for Morgan Teal. Back out for Ashlyn Schmader, who checked in during the free throws. They give it off for Jordan Streit. Streit's going to work the ball around the perimeter to Morgan Teal. In the lane here for Long, has it deflected, and finally Central City's able to track it down, and Snitzler comes up with it. So Kearney Catholic turns the ball over. Snitzler being double-teamed, but she gets it off here for Marsh. Marsh is going to drive just outside the lane. Nice jump stop. Gets it to the free throw line for Gotchi. Gotchi misses the two-pointer, and we've got a foul on the rebound as it was pulled down by Jasmine Wilson. So Wilson got the offensive rebound, and then is fouled, so she'll step to the line. In here for Kearney Catholic, going to be Jenny Beans for the first time with a minute 24 to go. And Jasmine Wilson with a 1-and-1 here for the Bison. Free throw, back of the iron and no good. And rebounded by Streit. So Streit snags the bound here for Kearney Catholic. And the deflected pass picked up by Long, nearly held, but they'll get the ball back around here for Schmaderer. Ashlyn Schmaderer helps work the ball to Streit right side, and they get the ball back out here for Morgan Teal. Penetration here by Schmaderer, trying to get at the Beans on that left side, and Kearney Catholic has turned it over. Stars with a 50-29 lead as we head the final minute. And kicked into the corner with the basketball for Central City, Gotchi. And they'll get it at the elbow here on the left wing for Wilson. Wilson throws it to the inside, going to be rebounded by Kearney Catholic. And we're going to have a foul called here on Central City. After Central City battled and battled all night, they're going to come up short here as they trail 50-29. That means they'll end their season at 19-7 on the year. And again, their trip to the state basketball tournament on the girls' side being kept short yet again. Bison have never played in the state basketball tournament, and Kearney Catholic will make a return engagement, and it would appear will be the number 2 seed come Thursday. So Stars at the free throw line, and the shot's up, no good. Long fighting for the rebound, couldn't come up with it. And so after missing the free throw, good hustle there by Schmaderer to try to track down the ball. Long pass up ahead here for Kaylee Brandenburg, who checked in for the Bison. And she'll get the ball for Katarina Gomez. Gomez kicks now left wing for Amy Gotchi. Gotchi has it behind the arc. And we'll give it top of the circle here for Taylor Wagner. Wagner, nice ball movement, gets it around. They're going to get it off left side here for Gomez. Gomez will fire the long two, no good. And rebound in underneath for Brandenburg. She got the rebound. And then it's tipped out, and Kearney Catholic comes up with it. Annie Treadle got the defensive rebound. Now Schmaderer on the baseline. Little runner with 5 seconds left. Shot no good. Brandenburg pulls down the rebound, and 1 second left. There it is, as Kearney Catholic appropriately creates a steal at the buzzer. And Kearney Catholic didn't look good at times, but defensively kept Central City from any kind of rhythm in the game, and they win it by 21. Your final, it's Kearney Catholic 50, Central City 29, and the Stars win the C15 District Championship, and they'll head to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
And welcome back here to Lynn Farrell Arena. It's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Northern Peak Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. It is now a final, 50-29. Kearney Catholic now 24-2. And the trophy now being awarded the district championship trophy. Whitney Colling, Allie Prasowski getting the plaque. They'll take it over to the rest of the team. And the Stars win this one by a score of 50-29. And we'll check the numbers here just a little bit. But first, we're going to talk with Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach for the Stars. First, Rick, congratulations. Nice win.
Thanks, Randy.
It was a battle out there.
It was. You know, Central City, you got to give Central City a lot of credit. They came to play.
They certainly did. And it seemed to me a lot of times you just couldn't get your hands on the ball because they kept swiping at it. I mean, they battled for every possession.
They did. And, you know, we didn't do a very good job of taking care of the basketball tonight. We're certainly going to have to play better next week.
But you did, in that second half especially, force a lot of turnovers. There was a stretch where I think in a stretch you guys were tied in terms of turnovers, but then you forced 18 turnovers compared to only five that you had the rest of the way. So turnovers really kind of turned the tide for you as well.
Defensively, we were pretty good tonight. You know, we didn't give up too many easy buckets, and we did a good job the second half of pressuring those kids that didn't handle the ball as well, and so we were able to get some of those turnovers. We just didn't turn enough of those turnovers into points.
Yeah, and there was a lot of opportunities, yeah. And part of that was the hustle that they had. Instead of it just being a regular layup, it ends up being a contested layup.
Exactly, and we didn't do a very good job of finishing it. We missed some easy shots underneath, and that's just kind of the way the game goes sometimes.
And you had to change your lineup a little bit. I mean, not because of injuries or whatever, but a different starting lineup in the second half. Talk about the decision to do that.
Well, I just felt that we had some kids that weren't focused as well as they needed to be. And so I was happy with the effort of some of the other kids more than anything. And I think that was something that we're going to reward those kids and maybe send a message to those other kids that they need to do a little bit better job of being focused and doing the right things.
You guys struggled behind the three-point arc for a while, but then when you guys opened this game up, Morgan Teal really kind of led the way, hitting about 3 three-pointers in that third quarter.
Well, and that's the thing. We were looking for Morgan. She's been our best three-point shooter. She, percentage-wise, throughout the season, and she's been shooting the ball really, really well lately, and, you know, we finally got her into positions where she could shoot it without too much interference. And, you know, she was able to knock those down.
Was it somewhat of a frustrating game? Because, again, it's like squeezing a greased pig out there at times.
Yeah, it was. It was very frustrating. You know, number one, I didn't think that we had the intensity that we needed. Number two, we didn't do a very good job of taking care of the basketball. And that's something that we've really done a really good job with for most of the year. And, you know, it's a little disappointing.
And I've been saying that you guys more than likely going to be the number two seed unless Lincoln Christian gets upset. Go through the scenario of who you guys might play and what it all depends on.
Well, it kind of depends on what Elkhorn South does, actually, in Class B. If they win, then Bishop Newman probably will climb above Shadron and Ainsworth. If that happens, then we'll play the winner of Shadron and Ainsworth. If Shadron beats Ainsworth, we'd play Shadron no matter what happens. So, you know, there's just a few different scenarios.
Yeah, I know you're not overly happy with the effort and how things went today. Obviously, you're happy that you guys won. Is that somewhat beneficial to kind of get the team focused before you guys head
down? Yeah, I sure hope so. We certainly got some things to work on, obviously. And so, you know, we can get their attention Monday practice, do a little film session, and say, hey, you know, this is where we need to be better. And you know, decision-wise, we didn't do a very good job sometimes.
All right, Rick, hey, still a nice win. Congratulations.
Right. Thanks, Randy.
Rick Petrie, the head coach of the district champion, Kearney Catholic Stars, who get past Central City, a final of 50-29. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll give you all the numbers, and we'll try to track down some other scores from around the state. We come back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Lynn Farrell Arena. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney Catholic with a 50-29 win to make it back to the state basketball tournament. And let me double-check things here. This will be their third straight trip. And, boy, in the 2000s, they went in 2002, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 13, and 14. They've gone eight times. Compare that to Central City, who has yet to go in the state basketball tournament. In their history, they have never gone to the girls' state basketball tournament. So if you ever think it's easy, it's not easy. And Central City fought, scratched, clawed, did everything but bite out there in terms of trying to keep this one interesting. And they harassed Kearney Catholic and kind of kept them from getting any kind of rhythm here. But Kearney Catholic, down the stretch, was able to put a 10-point third-quarter lead out to a final of 50-29 as they win the district championship. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Central City, who will end their year at 19-7. They were led by Val Fusick, who finished with 12 points and 4 rebounds. Jill Gotchi had 6 points, 8 rebounds. Abby Marsh had 5 points. Amber Erickson with 2. Katie Gotchi had 2. And Shelby Snitzler hit a free throw, so she finished with 1 point in the ball game. Unofficially, at Central City, shooting about 25% from the field. They were 1 of 12 from three-point range, so they shot about 8% there. Shot pretty well from the free throw line, where they were 12 of 16. But, again, Kearney Catholic won the rebounding battle here over Central City. The rebounding edge I had for the Stars, 32-27, and then turnovers, 30 turnovers for Central City compared to 16 here for Kearney Catholic. And, again, 16 is a number that the Stars aren't happy with, but they did force nearly a turnover a minute for Central City and finally started cashing in some of those in the second half. And the Stars win this one 50-29. Elsewhere for Kearney Catholic, as we take a look at their individual numbers, Morgan Teal led the way with 11 points in the ball game. She hit 3 three-pointers. Anna Squires with 10 points in the game to go with 4 rebounds. Caitlin Long, solid down low, 8 points and 8 rebounds off the bench. Whitney Colling finished with 6 points. Kylie Teal with 6 points and 5 rebounds. Maddie Squires had 5 points and 6 rebounds. Michelle Messbarger started a lot of action, created a lot of turnovers, but she finishes with 2 points in the game. And Allie Prasowski hit a couple of free throws as she finished with 2 points in the game as well. Unofficially, the Stars were 19 of 63 in the game. They shot 30%. They got 63 shots off, and they were 19 of 63, and they were 4 of 19 from three-point range, and they actually warmed up a lot to get to that point. They finished with a respectable 21% from three-point range, and from the free-throw line, they end up being 8 of 14, so they improved both their three-point shooting and their free-throw shooting down the stretch as they were able to take a tight game, open it up, and the Stars win it 50-29 as they will be, we are sure, the number 2 seed in Class C1, which means a distinct possibility that they would run into Minden in the semifinals. That is if and if both of those two local teams do get together. But as the 2 seed, if that is the case, Kearney Catholic will play at 3:45 tomorrow, and again, it depends what happens with the Elkhorn South game in Class B to see what happens, whether or not they'll play one of those teams from out west or it'll be Bishop Newman. But we'll worry about that as we get the scores in, and the NSAA should be able to put up all the brackets and everything up tomorrow on their website. And usually that's done by about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, but sometimes they need to double check some app. Let's get you some other scores. It was Hastings over Holdridge, 51-42. So they win the B5 district championship. They're going to the state tournament for the first time since 1998. So congratulations to the Lady Tigers. And that game was on our sister station, KHAS. St. Cecilia over Centura, 55-40. They win the district title on our network of stations as well. And earlier today, it was the Bobcats of Blue Hill. On our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, as they picked up the win against Axtell. And we're double-checking the numbers here as I update my Twitter account. We do know that the win was by Blue Hill, who's now 22-2. They got past Axtell. There it is, 50-27, to win the D15 district championship. So I think we got you all updated. As the Stars win this one 50-29 over Central City. Congratulations to Central City on an outstanding season. And it's a Kodak moment at midcourt here as the team right now having some fun photographs with the district championship trophy and the kind of necklaces that female basketball players like to wear. And that is a district championship net as the Stars win this one 50-29. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget that tomorrow we'll have coverage of the state wrestling duels beginning at 9 o'clock in the morning right here on ESPN Radio. Later on ESPN tomorrow, we'll be in Omaha as the Kearney High Bearcat boys basketball team will be taking on Omaha Central, and we'll have that game for you on Capitol Hill at about 5:30 tomorrow afternoon from Omaha. Once again, our final 50-29. Stars come away with the district championship. For our engineer Jeff Ekstrom back in the studios, I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.